I would like to introduce you now to a young lady named Genevieve LaRue. She has just won $10,000. No, not a lottery. To recognize her work saving butterflies, specifically the monarch butterfly, she founded Milkweed for Monarchs when she was in grade 3. Now, that was a long time ago. She's 12 years old now. We reached the butterfly girl at home in Gatineau. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
So what is it what you like so much about monarch butterflies? I didn't even realize that they were under threat. Tell me about them.
I like that they fly so far in their migration, yet they're so tiny.
Tell me, Genevieve, how far do they fly when they migrate? Where do they go? Where do they come from?
They fly from up north, from around here, all the way down to the mountains of Mexico for up to a 7,000-kilometer journey.
Wow. And then they come back?
Yes, but it takes 4 generations of monarchs to come back up north, and then to fly south to Mexico, it only takes 1 generation,
okay.
One that lives 9 months.
Okay, so a butterfly lives how long? 9 months?
The generation that flies down to Mexico from up north, that butterfly can live 6 to 9 months.
So
butterfly that flies up north, they can live 6 to 9 weeks.
Oh, really? So it takes, I had no idea. So how do you, what did you do to try to save the butterfly? So what can we do?
I got involved in citizen science, and I made my own butterfly garden with native milkweed and flowers for them to nectar on, and I took part in some research and tagging of the monarch butterflies to try and find out more about their migration and their status, and we're tracking, we're using tags, just little stickers on their wings to track their migration.
You know, when I was a kid, I think that I used to see milkweed everywhere. I don't see much of that anymore. So how did you, where does that grow? You have to plant it now?
You have to plant it now due to habitat destruction, and it was recently taken off the list of noxic weeds.
Oh, yes.
And so now it's free to grow anywhere, but before it was required to be cut down.
All right. Okay, so where would I even get? So is that what I should do to try to help the monarchs plant some milkweed?
Yes, okay. Native milkweed especially.
Native milkweed. And where would I get, I can just buy the seeds?
Yes, you can buy the seeds anywhere.
Okay, and is it easy to grow?
Yes, I'm not quite sure about the native milkweed of Montreal.
Yes.
But,
well, it's probably the same. If you live in Gatineau, it's probably the same.
Yeah. So I know that this particular species of milkweed's very easy. We've done it ourselves.
Okay. And you don't have, like, any kind of a large, you don't have to live on a farm or anything like that. It's just a regular.
No.
Oh, no, okay.
We have a relatively small yard, and yet we've had 1 caterpillar grow up in our garden.
Really?
Yep.
I guess people ask you this all the time, Genevieve. What do you want to do when you get a little bit older?
I'm really interested in science, but I'd also love to be a filmmaker and make documentary films on science.
Sort of like David Suzuki.
Yeah, one of my heroes, Jane Goodall and David Suzuki.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing. It's very nice to meet you, Genevieve. I wish you all the best of continued success. Good for you.
Thank you.
Okay, you have a great day.
You too.
Okay. That is a Genevieve LaRue, Gatineau girl. They call her the butterfly girl. She founded Milkweed for Monarchs when she was in grade 3. She's 12 years old, just won a big prize, the Gloria Barron Prize for Young Heroes.